Remember back in school hearing an announcement like, "Earthquake drill, get under a table!" In Japan, they take preparedness much farther, including elements some people here in the Northwest want to copy. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our report from Tokyo.
Large, slow shaking of tall buildings may occur, leading to...
Want to know how terrifying the big one could be? Well, step right up and take a seat at the sturdy table at this neighborhood fire station in Tokyo. The table rests on a dining room-sized platform that can be programmed to shake in all directions, mimicking any kind of earthquake. When it's my group's turn in the simulator, the controller dials in a magnitude 9 quake. That's what the Nankai Trough near Tokyo, or the Cascadia Fault Zone offshore the Pacific Northwest, could dish up. The first jolt sends everyone at the table to cower underneath. Then, disconcertingly, the table giving us shelter starts sliding from the extended violent shaking. I emerge, truly rattled, to meet Kenji Hody. He runs this public training center for the Tokyo Fire Department. Hody says memorable experiences like this and regular drills saved lives during the devastating earthquake and tsunami in 2011 in northeastern Japan. Hody says people will obviously panic if an earthquake occurs and they don't understand or know what to do. So therefore, if you gain knowledge about the threat, how the shaking would be, and how to protect your own safety, then you can respond better. There are more than 60 variations of this type of center across Japan. In the city of Kobe, visitors immerse themselves in recreated scenes of an actual earthquake. The quake struck the region in 1995, killing more than 6,400 people. A tour of Kobe's Earthquake Museum and Disaster Reduction Institute starts with a widescreen movie. Buildings collapse, an elevated highway topples, cars and trains crash. Strobe lights and a soundtrack loud enough to make the floor rumble heighten the sensory assault. Visitors exit the theater into life-size dioramas of the destruction, followed by a sobering second film about the aftermath and recovery. Retiree Nanami Yoshimoto lived through the Kobe earthquake. She says family friends lost their lives. Even though it happened more than 20 years ago, the images and memories still make her choke up.
This is so strong. At first, I had a headache. I can't endure watching the whole film.
Yoshimoto says as many as 2,000 to 3,000 students a day from all over Japan pass through the center. She says a desire to pass on hard lessons learned drove her to volunteer as a docent and guide.
Japan cannot escape from earthquakes, so we have to tell our experience to new generation.
Yet another Japanese disaster prevention center wowed Bill Stafford during an international study mission to Fukuoka nearly a decade ago. Stafford directed the Trade Development Alliance of Greater Seattle at the time.
We look for ideas on these trips that you can borrow and best practices on always in the United States and bring home.
Stafford says Seattle movers and shakers quickly raised more than $100,000 for a feasibility study to bring the concept to the Pacific Northwest, but it didn't get traction in the midst of the Great Recession. For now, the closest corollaries in our region include a California-based company that makes and rents out mobile earthquake simulators. The Big Shaker, as it's called, mimics the first 8 to 15 seconds of a major earthquake in a trailer kitted out to resemble a living room. Separately, the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry in Portland is refurbishing its long-standing ShakeHouse display. This imparts earthquake info in a playhouse that rocks gently. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.